Press TV News in brief, an observatory group says ISIL terrorists have captured parts of the northeastern Syrian city of Saqqa, taking control of two southern districts from government forces. Heavy clashes are now underway at the center of the Kurdish city. Now the terror group is also said to have re-entered the Syrian border city of Kobani as well. Saudi warplanes continue pounding Yemen for the 92nd day. The latest airstrikes targeted the city of Attaq in the Shabwa province. Fighter jets have also bombarded Sa'ada and Hajjah provinces as well. The Saudi onslaughts left over 4,400 people dead since it began on March 26. South Korea has announced two new deaths from the deadly MERS virus in the country. The overall death toll has now reached 29, while 77 people are still being treated, some in critical condition. The MERS outbreak in South Korea began in May. And a second employee at a New York prison where two inmates escaped earlier this month has been arrested. Gene Palmer worked in the cell block of the two fugitives. He's facing several charges, including promoting prison contraband. The charges carry prison terms ranging from 15 months to 7 years. Now more than 1,000 residents have been evacuated as a wildfire has been ripping through the Santa Clarita Canyons of Los Angeles County in the United States. The fast-moving fire swept through dry vegetation, scorching over 100 acres of forest and forcing people to have to flee their homes. An Egyptian military court has sentenced in absentia 63 members of the Muslim Brotherhood to 15 years in prison, each on the charge of attacking a security office. The incident took place in the southern city of Qeena in 2013 and followed a harsh crackdown on two Brotherhood sit-ins in Cairo. At least 7 people have been killed in flash floods in the northern Vietnamese province. Floods were triggered by a tropical storm and have washed away more than 20 homes. Authorities are now searching for 4 missing people, including a 4-year-old boy.